making a difference today.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lela, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Inc.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
The Indie Wake Up Call for Thursday morning. A little bit of a rainy morning, but we've got a very exciting show for today. It'll help bring a little sunshine into your day. Right off the bat, I am joined here by Allison. And Allison is part of Birdbone Theater. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in so early.
Oh, super sweet to be here.
Awesome. So you are part of a really special show that CFRC has coming up on Sunday. It's a matinee. It's a capstone concert for us. It's our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residency program. And that's something that you took part in, when was it, in the spring?
Yes, in the spring. We were here.
Awesome. Yeah. And do you want to talk a little bit about why you were interested in getting involved, what the program is and what it was for you?
Well, it was an interesting experience for us because I'm coming from Hawaii, Katarina is coming from Hawaii. We came to the studio. We had a chance to work on some new music for a show that we're developing for Birdbone Theater called Bear's Garden. And it was very interesting because we were kind of going into this little bear cave down here by ourselves in the dark. Yeah. I know that there were other artists working through this time, each on their residency, but we were all kind of working independently from one another in our own little caves. And so it'll be interesting Saturday, in a sense, to, or Sunday, sorry, Sunday is the show. It's still very early in the morning for
yes.
me. Sunday in the show to see some of the other work that came out of this time, because it was very isolated here in the dark studio. So
right.
it's kind of nice that it will be spreading out and
yeah.
and flowering.
Yeah.
Here in
I think it's really cool because it's a very eclectic mix of artists, but in the same way, I think you all complement each other in some great ways in terms of like the focus on vocals and the instrumentality. Like it's not like terribly dissonant. There's, you know, incredible, yeah, incredible musicians. Birdbone has some really cool instruments. do you want to talk about some of the music that you play? Because and we can talk about the theater as well, because music is part of what you do, but it is a theater. True.
It is a theater company, and as we have been working the past few years, we realize how the music is such a fundamental part of how we create the work. This time it was really the first time we just decided, let's jump in and develop the music together, because the last show we did, we were in residency for it in 2024. We had Canada Council Arts funding. We had started working on shadow creation a long before, and then we developed the music. And this time we decided to go at it from a different way, because what we realized is when Broom Dance, our shadow feature, was done, the music had was so fundamentally woven with the show that there was no beginning and ending to it, and in fact it informed so much what we did in the puppetry. It really animates all that's happening on in the visual realm. And so we decided, okay, let's start, we'll develop the music first, we'll get a basic soundtrack going, and now the little puppets are starting to have something to dance to. They're having a little platform to jump off.
Oh, that's awesome. And yeah, I want to leave something for people that are coming on Sunday, and I hope that a lot of folks do. You know, this is a lot of like really incredible local, or you know, used to be local artists. And you know, thank you so much for traveling in for this. This is amazing.
It still feels like, in some ways, I still feel local. I come here and I feel so at home here. My heart is still here.
I think Kingston definitely has like a boomerang effect, you know, like you leave but something keeps pulling you back. For people who haven't heard Birdbone before, can you describe what your music is like, what your influences are, what kind of instruments that you're using?
Absolutely. For these past two shows we've done, we've brought in Ekaterina, who's an ethnic folk singer from, she's Slavic, really schooled in Slavic traditions, and she's coming in from Toronto to work with us, and that's given us a whole new element. Her background has been metal and folk.
Cool.
She has a real theatricality and a beautiful technique, vocal technique, that we've really grasped onto, and we've really, Alexandra and I've worked a lot with her on some Slavic village style singing. So listening to old field recordings, trying to develop a little bit of that Slavic style. This show, actually, Bear's Garden, is based on Slavic folk tale. So that's really fitting for this. We've also been composing, each of us on our own ends, and that can be anything. There's medieval. I bring a lot of the French dance. I play French music. I play the vielago, or the hurdy-gurdy in English, which really accompanies a lot of French and Scandinavian dance styles. And so I bring that in. Both Ekaterina and I were classically trained at some point, so there's some of those elements coming in. There's a little bit of just the chaotic, fully soundscape, noise-making, what sounds kind of creepy and beautiful and kind of out of this world a little bit. And so we bring that in as well. So it's a fairly unique blend.
Yeah, I feel like people coming on Sunday, maybe they should close their eyes and let their imaginations take them places.
They absolutely can, although who knows? There's also maybe some things to look at, too.
Okay, sure.
We'll see. There may or may not be some things, but, you know, we're fun to look at.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly an experience. It is not a passive, you know, there is a dimensionality to what you're watching there. Excellent. So you brought or sent some music for us to listen to. Do you want to talk about the track that you sent?
Oh, this is a piece of Sidna Rosa. Is one of the first Slavic pieces we learned together. It was one that Ekaterina learned from her teachers when she was in a Bulgarian ensemble in Toronto. And it's actually Signaling Spring. But we used it in broom dance as part of the bringing people into the theatrical moment.
Right.
It's very much a calling song. You can imagine like the calls ringing out among the village. And come and see this show. Come and
amazing. Which, I mean, come and see this show, honestly.
Come and see this show.
So, yeah, thank you so much again for joining us this morning. I'm very excited. I get to MC, so I will be there singing your praises again on Sunday. Yeah, honestly, folks, if you haven't seen Birdbone, and I think a lot of people have, I mean, if you're in the know, you've checked them out, but this will be a really great way to maybe discover some of what you've worked on before and where you're going next.
Absolutely. We will be bringing in some material that we previously used with Broom Dance. And if you haven't seen Broom Dance, that's another extraordinary piece. We'll hopefully be coming back to Kingston with it. And hopefully you'll be hearing a nugget of something that will become a very cheeky and fun show with a crazy cast of characters as this project develops. We have some funding from the Ontario Arts Council to build this show. So right now you get the sneak peek of the very first music that's going to bring this show and breathe life into it. So
amazing. So Allison, Alex, and Ekaterina, and it is Birdbone Theater, and they will be playing this Sunday. I think you're opening.
Yes, we are.
Doors are at 1, show is at 1:30, it's at the Broom Factory, and this is a CFRC concert, so check it out. And thanks so much for coming in again.
Thanks so much, Eva.
That's the second half. This is the first one.
Wow, we're running right now. We'll be right back.
You caught me, I'm on it. On an open island. Eye drops in the air, I'm haunting you. Nothing after the words you said.
Can't take back words that were spoken. Feeling like doors still.
Oh, there's a long dramatic pause at the end of this song. good morning. You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call. I'm Ara. I'm in the studio here with Millie and our second special guest for the morning, and that is Oscar Evans.
Hello, team.
So, Oscar, you are the headliner for a show we have on Sunday. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Airwave YGK Matinee. It is our capstone event for our music and residency program here at CFRC. And, Oscar, you are one of the participants that's going to be showcased. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you did with your time with the residency?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, headliner sounds so fancy. I was just referring it to, I was saying last, but not least. Headliner, wow. The residencies here were super cool. I got to hang out and create some music, and me and my friends, we all recorded all the same music that we've recorded here. We went to a studio and I recorded my first all original EP. So it was fun. It was a great sort of start for that journey in my life. And now here I am back at the CFRC, and I have my EP that will be coming out in just a few weeks on CD. And then this show is going to be a great sort of promotion for that. So overall, it's really fun to be a Kingston artist and have things like CFRC around.
Amazing. So I noticed that for this show, you are being billed as the Oscar Evans Group. And I know you've got some special guests performing with you. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. I've done the Oscar Evans Trio, Quartet, Quintet, Oscar Evans Band. I've just settled on a group because it's the most sort of vague. It's a group of people, and I'm Oscar, who wrote all the music, so that's just what I'm going for.
Nice.
These
allows
days
allows flexibility.
Yes, and speaking of that flexibility, a really, really amazing musician who you spoke with earlier, Allison Gowan, is going to play a song with me at the very end of the set. And I grew up in Kingston, and Allison lived two streets down from me, and her kids are both musicians and very, very cool people, so anyways, me and my sister and mom and dad, and we all kind of grew up in the same neighborhood and would go over to Allison's house for potlucks, and I grew up hearing her hurdy-gurdy as this like magical medieval instrument thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's so cool. And then I just sort of was like, I want to hear that. I want to hear that on my music.
Right.
So I asked her if she would play a weird jazz song on the hurdy-gurdy, and she said, yeah, sure, why not? So I really appreciate musicians that go, why not, instead of, well, here are all the reasons why I shouldn't do this. So
yeah,
it'll be really fun, and it'll be kind of, the nice thing about jazz is you can do it in a many, many, many different ways. Like, once you get the composition down, once you've put the effort into writing the perfect notes and chords, you can just do a version with hurdy-gurdy. You know, you can just do interesting stuff. So
cool.
The group will also feature my father, Spencer Evans, on clarinet and accordion, Dave Barton on classical guitar, Andy Love on percussion, and I'll be playing stand-up bass.
Awesome. I'm so excited for this show because I feel like people are going to experience a breadth of instruments that they don't usually get to see or hear in, you know, like in general, let alone in a single show, like between you and Bird Bone and Foster Shea and Sudak. So,
well, it'll be really cool because, you know, an audience member might not see a huge connection with the three bands, but there is actually lots of connection because, I mean, as I mentioned, me and Allison are old family friends. Me and Savannah are old friends because we went to Humber together. And, you know, my first band that I ever started, Savannah was the lead singer of.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's just going to be a great, great time backstage. I'm sure there's going to be fun hangs and jokes. And so I'm really looking forward to just seeing the whole show happen because all those people are my friends. They're all really amazing people. So it's great that the CFRC thought of the three of us for this event, I think. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice taste, but also a nice, you do all complement each other in your own ways, which I think is really cool. I also am loving that it's a matinee. I think that's just like a nice, cozy, you know, not everyone wants to go out late on a Sunday night, but a Sunday afternoon of music sounds pretty great to me.
Yeah, and if you can't get enough of the Broom Factory, you can always just stick around and see, Yukon Blonde
and Ultimata.
So.
Mm-hmm. We're actually giving away tickets to that. We're also giving away tickets to this show, so, you know. Maybe you can win tickets to both and stick around and just make a whole night of it. Do you want to talk about, you mentioned that you have an EP coming out. What other shows are on the horizon for you?
So I am doing my EP release at the Musiki on December 19th. I will be promoting that a lot in the coming months in October and November, and I have a single coming out in November. And then in the next month, I am in a really, really fun band, ensemble, orchestra, as you could call it. We're called the Miranda Kira and the Oddfellows Orchestra. And we're like a very old-timey band that writes our own new music. So it's like a really fun twist of old jazz, old calypso. It's like if Tom Waits was a tiny ballerina dancer who was an amazing singer and banjo player, that would be our band, maybe.
That sounds fantastic.
We're doing a short tour of the East Coast, and then we're doing the Ontario Folk Alliance, and we're actually doing some like headlining showcases for the Ontario Folk Alliance in just a couple weeks. So that's like really exciting. Gonna be a big schmooze fest for lots of musicians. Mm-hmm. And
have you been to the East Coast before?
I have been to the East Coast before. I've never played music over there.
I feel like that's got to be such a welcoming vibe. Like the East Coast in general just gives off that energy.
I mean, just give me those lobster rolls. That's what I'm going there for. It'll be a 12-hour car ride for a gig in a cafe and a lobster roll.
Amazing.
And a festival. We are playing the festival in Halifax, but there will be a couple cafes along the way. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some great pit stops along there, too, like in New Brunswick and things like that, where, you can get all the seafood your heart could desire.
Oh, yeah.
And you should.
Fried clams.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of those.
Amazing. Well, you have a track that you suggested for us today, Gotta Start Somewhere. Do you want to talk about that tune?
Sure. Yeah, so this tune was the first song I ever officially wrote. So I called it Gotta Start Somewhere because I really wanted to be a composer and play my own music. So I figured this is a good starting point. This tune is not that bad and it sounds nice. So Gotta Start Somewhere was the title. And then in titling my EP, I called it the Gotta Start Somewhere EP.
Nice.
So sort of the first four songs I ever composed, and many people heard them for the first time live on the CFRC airwaves. So I'm going to continue that tradition. When the CD comes out, I'm going to bring copies to the radio, and the radio will get a chance to hear them before anybody else. So it'll
be
exciting.
Well, we do love us some Oscar Evans group or whatever other iteration you're going for. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. If you're just tuning in, a reminder, check out the Oscar Evans group as well as Foster Shea and Sudak and Birdbone Theater. They will all be playing this Sunday from 1 till 4 at the Broom Factory as part of the CFRC Airwave YGK matinee. And now we're going to listen to some Oscar Evans with Gotta Start Somewhere. Thank you. Something a little different for Indie Wake Up Call. That was Gotta Start Somewhere with Oscar Evans. That was recorded live at the Frontenac Library. So that's pretty cool. We just did a little feature of some of the artists that we have for our Airwave YGK matinee on Sunday. If you want to win a ticket or a pair of tickets, because, you know, you'll want to bring your friends, check out Indie Wake Up Call's social media. There's a post there. You can win tickets to the Airwave YGK matinee. You can also win tickets to Yukon Blonde, which is happening right afterwards at the Broom Factory. You don't even have to leave. You can just spend your whole day hanging out there. So again, check out Indie Wake Up Call on our Instagram page for that. We'll have a little bit later an interview that I recorded with Anna Sudak of Foster, Shea and Sudak. We're just going to get into some tunes. Just chatting with Millie here about a favorite artist of yours. You want to tell the people who it is and why you like them?
Absolutely. I'm sure it'll be a familiar name for some, but up next we're going to be playing I Want by McGee. And this is one of my favorite tracks, possibly of all time. McGee is fantastic. He really is, like, through and through what you would, if you were to visualize an indie man. And I think Lalo is hosting a performative male contest this weekend. If there's any McGee fans out there, I think that might be where you want to go. But through and through, he really is an indie boy. And I was just saying, Aura, that it kind of sounds like he records all his music in a cave.
And like that vibe.
Yeah. That's really a sound that I dig. And yeah, he kind of sounds a bit whiny and kind of like he's moaning and throwing a bit of a tantrum, but very beautifully. Yeah, he's
beautiful. He's tantrums. I like it.
Yeah, he's my favorite artist of all time at the moment.
Amazing. Well, thanks for helping us introduce it to our listeners. After that, we're gonna play some Petit Bellevaux, and this is the one. It's like, is it Veloce André or Veloce André? Dinah thought it was Veloce André. So they're also playing this weekend in town. Got a lot of great live music happening. And then after we play those, we will play my interview with the amazing Anna Sudak. And stay tuned. It's Indie Wake Up Call. It's Thursday morning. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
plus ça n'est sur la job. Papa gouverne, mais mon arrière dans son corps. Souvent je fais les affaires last minute. Ma point mes income tax, ça, ça m'excite. Pis ça fait chaque semaine que je les ai filés. Check ma mailbox au moins 4 fois every day. Every day. Oh man, que c'est que c'était les t-shirts qui feraient d'arriver. Mes poches sont pleines and I'ma blow a fuse. Va blow et friggin' 200 pièces à Walmart.
Va blow et friggin' 200 pièces à Walmart.
Va blow et friggin' 40 pièces au Taco Bell.
Va blow et friggin' 40 pièces au Taco Bell.
Va remplir ma carte de friggin' Supreme Gas.
Va remplir ma carte de friggin' Supreme Gas.
Va blow et friggin' 300 pièces au liquor store.
Va blow et friggin' 300 pièces au liquor store.
another pair of artists that are playing the Broom Factory. Broom Factory, really busy this weekend. So Petit Valivo and Veloce André with KO and Income Tax. We were having a lot of fun with the franglais in that one. They'll be playing the Broom Factory on Friday night. So, you know, as Cindy always says, and Cindy's not here today, but she's here in spirit. And she's here on our Instagram, monitoring if you're trying to win tickets to some events this weekend. Buy your tickets. Don't wait. Support local music and don't be disappointed by not getting those tickets. So as we're getting to the 9 o'clock hour, I have one more interview I'm going to play. This one is a phone call that I did with Anna Sudak. I'm saying that I'm breaking the illusion because it's kind of obvious that it was a phone call. She's going to be chatting about Foster, Shea, and Sudak. They are the third band that is playing our Airwave YGK matinee on Sunday. And they also provided a track that they're going to be performing. This is not available anywhere. It was literally a voice memo that she had on her phone, which is very cool. You'll get to hear it here first. And then you should listen to them again on Sunday at the Broom Factory. You are the Sudak of Foster, Shea, and Sudak. Anna, welcome. Very glad to have you here, and thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. My pleasure.
You are one of the bands that's going to be performing on Sunday at Airwave YGK. This is the capstone concert celebrating some of the artists that have, or in your case, are going to be participating in our music and residency program. And I wondered if you could first talk about why you as a trio were interested in taking part in the program.
Well, we were definitely instantly excited to take part in the program because one of the things that we, I don't want to say struggle with, but one of the things we have to manage is our schedules. All three of us have pretty loaded and unpredictable and like predictably unpredictable weeks and months and time. So the thought of committing to a project where we would be able to spend time together for extended hours over the course of some days, it just felt like a bit of a dream. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just kind of takes that, in this case, fourth party to kind of put the structure around it so we can get together. Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of a little bit of pressure, and some time is kind of the secret sauce for lots of creative projects, but especially I would say for this one.
Absolutely. And can you talk a little bit, because you are all artists in your own right, obviously you're all artists that perform by yourselves and in other iterations. How did this trio come to be?
Well, Savannah, if she was here, she would, and we wouldn't argue, she would take full credit because she invited Chris. She says it was a dream of hers for the three of us to perform together for years and years. 7 years, I think she says. Mm. And I think maybe almost 3 years ago, she was performing an opening set with the Gertrudes, I believe, at Next Church, and she invited both Christina and I to sing back up on one or two songs with her, and so we got together to develop parts for those songs, and it felt really, really easy and really special and good. And after we performed, Jeff Chown and Greg Tilson, I think, both contacted a couple different people, and so we heard within a few days from two different people asking us if we would come and play gigs as a trio.
Amazing.
So the first one we heard from was Al Rankin, and we booked a Live Wire show. That was our first performance, and it was going to be in a few months, so we took some time and learned more of each other's material. And of course, in the meantime, Savannah had written like 5 songs because that's how she works, and Christina and I had dusted off stuff we wrote long ago and thought there was nothing to thought there was nothing in it. And of course, there's lots of life in those things.
Absolutely.
When you share them. So yeah, we played our first gig that year and done a ton of stuff since then. We've been really lucky. We've been asked to do a bunch of